And so organizations really have to consider how they're going to let their employees use mobile devices and for what reasons. And the reason for that is that there are some significant risks. The first one of which is the idea that you're going to give to somebody your company's confidential data, and it's going to be on their device. And, you know, depending on the sort of controls you have in place, whether you have certain software that really sort of locks it down or whether they can copy paste into other emails, you could have a lot of data leakage. In addition, and this one is probably the biggest one we'll probably talk about today, I imagine, is the accidental or intentional spoliation of data that's required to be preserved. That is, it, as we'll discuss in a little bit, you know, the number one thing that requesting parties are really targeting, because they know, just like Christine said at the beginning of this presentation, that most people are not thinking about mobile devices as being a source of data for corporate litigation. And yet they are, and the courts have been really clear about that. There's also issues with company trade secret information and privileged information. We have often seen cases where somebody walks out the door with, you know, trade secret information, and the company wants to be able to get that information back. But because it's on a mobile device, they have to go through some sort of extraordinary measures because they've let them have that information in the first place. Same thing with privileged information, where we, you know, if an employee leaves the company, but he still has privileged emails on his mobile device or privileged text messages, that sort of thing, you run into some real problems there. And then under the, we talk about this FCPA risk, and really what that's talking about, that's the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. The Department of Justice back in 2019, sorry guys, came out with some revised direction about whether people could be using ephemeral messaging to do for business purposes. Earlier in 2017, they'd come out with direction that essentially said, no ephemeral messaging. If you do that, you're not getting any sort of cooperation credit in an FCPA investigation. In 2019, they revised that and said, well, you know, you can use them, but you have to have control over your business communications such that if you need to retain them for some reason, either for retention purposes on your retention schedule or for litigation hold purposes, you can do that. So you have to have some sort of structure in place that will meet that need. And then finally, and Brian is going to have a lot of fun, I'm sure, talking about this, that, you know, there are significant increases in the costs of collection. If you have to collect text messages or messaging on any other sort of messaging application, because you have to go to the device. There are very few, you know, with email, we can go to a central central repository and pull the data. But most of the time these days, we have to go to the device itself. Now, there are some softwares out there, and Brian, I don't know if you have familiarity with any of them, but there are some central collection softwares, but they're few and far between.
Yeah, most of the vast majority of the population of phones that we see are iPhones. And so while we do have, there are certain applications, and I'll give you an example for texting, right, where companies can have all the texting, you know, literally come into a central repository within inside the company to be able to store. The challenge with that is that the volume of texting that occurs, you know, it's so massive that companies just don't want to store all that data. Yeah. And so most often what we're seeing is sort of companies that are having a mobile device usage policy, which says that the employee is not allowed to use SMS or MMS communications to discuss company business. Now, Unfortunately, we know that employees are actually doing that, but the company can put that out. Or if they say, look, if you're going to use it, then the company does have a right to acquire that device should they need it. But the other challenge with your text messages on either Apple or let's call them Android phones or in the most use is that, you know, the data is not unlimited on the storage on the device, right? It's capped at 128 gigabytes if you're going to have an iPhone. So if you fill that thing up with, you know, a movie that you downloaded from Netflix and pictures of your kids and everything like that, and then you started getting text messages while they don't take up enough room or a lot of room, once that SQL database gets full in that back end, messages will start to roll off. Now, it also depends on if you're backing up those messages to the cloud or to your computer as well. And then finally, if they're encrypted as well. So there's a whole, triage that we do when we're looking at phones and what the people are storing on them. And I think the biggest challenge here is that the workforce is entering much younger than they did in the past. And their expectation or, I don't say expectation, but their privacy control, their thoughts about that are much different than sort of the older workforce. And so we are seeing people who, you know, or they don't really think about privacy or data security in the way that older workers have in the past.